From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A G7 foreign ministers meeting dominated by the situation in Syria, had U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson looking for support from allies before he meets with Russian officials in Moscow. Tillerson just landed in Moscow, and after his own meeting with Tillerson Monday, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said that after the U.S. launched cruise missiles at a Syrian airbase, the game has now been changed. Later Monday, British Prime Minister Theresa May spoke by telephone with U.S. President Donald Trump. Her office said the two leaders agreed there is now a window of opportunity to persuade Russia that allying with Syria is no longer in its interest. The White House made clear it sees no way that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad can stay in power for the long term. U.S. President Donald Trump's spokesman Sean Spicer says the administration is taking a hard-lined approach.
There's no question who acted in this case and what Syria did. And I think that we need to make sure that Russia fully understands the actions that Assad took, the commitments that Syria has made, and Russia has equally agreed to those same, you know, understanding. So getting them back on the same page, first and foremost, would seem the logical step. But secondly, and I guess, you know, equally as important, is to make sure that the areas where we can find a commitment to defeat ISIS is something that we share.
Mr. Trump last week ordered the missile strike on the airfield U.S. officials believe Syria used as a base to assault rebels fighting the Assad regime with chemical weapons. Dozens were killed, hundreds more were sickened. Spicer described Syria's subsequent use of the field for takeoffs as a PR stunt, adding that the base's radar refueling and more were destroyed. This is VOA News. The lawyer for the man and the suspect in Friday's truck attack that killed four people in Sweden says the man admits to a terrorist crime and accepts he's been arrested. Johan Eriksson spoke Tuesday before Stockholm court of hearing for 39-year-old Uzbek national Rahmat Akilov. Authorities say that Akilov drove a stolen truck into a crowd at a department store in Stockholm. In addition to the four people killed, the attack also injured 15 others. Akilov was arrested early Saturday. He had been known to intelligence services since last year when he disappeared before he could be deported after his application for asylum was rejected. Authorities knew he had pro-extremist sympathies. Police say they have arrested a second person in connection with the attack, but have given no further information. South African President Jacob Zuma Monday accused protesters demanding his resignation of racism.
In the fight to combat racism, we should look beyond only to avert racist utterances and public displays that we saw during the marches last week.
Last week's marches were sparked by Mr. Zuma's cabinet reshuffling that appeared to aggravate the country's economic and political problems. Mr. Zuma said South Africa has not been yet built a non-racial society even after apartheid rule ended in 1994. Rights group Amnesty International says China remains the world leader in executing people, while in other nations, executions dropped by more than one-third in 2016. Amnesty researcher William Nee told VOA the group has used media reports, government documents, and conversations with people in China to form an assessment of that situation. He added that Amnesty is calling on China to come clean and show the world how many people it is executing and sentencing to death each year. Amnesty's data for 2016 included executions from 23 countries other than China. A fire destroyed most of the Grand Synthe migrant camp near Dunkirk in northern France. Michael Lalanne, prefect for the Nord region, said that the fire began after a fight between Afghans and Kurds at the camp. It is not clear how that fire started, but Lalanne said the blaze left at least five people injured. Migrants from the camp were evacuated to other shelters nearby. Grand Synthe was set up by the medical aid group Doctors Without Borders and housed about 1,500 migrants, most of them Kurds. Its population swelled after the October closure of another camp. Many migrants have gathered along the coast in northern France in hopes of reaching Britain. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.